Thousands of farmers across the nation are being surveyed right now to collect data for the big August USDA crop production report. Joe Prusanki with USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service explains why this is one of the most anticipated crop reports of the year.
Because this is the first report that uses survey-based information on it, actually going out to field plots.
There are two basic surveys going on right now as he explains what USDA is doing to gather information for the report that comes out on August 12th.
One survey is called the Ag Yield Survey, which we talk to farmers. We interview farmers and we ask them their opinion on what the crop yield will be. There are folks that receive materials in the mail, and then we could end up following up with a phone call. And that started about July 28th, and really the phone calling started about the 31st of July. And there's probably about 24,000 or so farm operators in that sample that will be contacted, and again, asking their opinion what the yield will be. At the same time, NASA's doing what's called our Objective Yield Survey, where we're laying out plots of soybeans, cotton, and corn, and wheat throughout the nation to get an assessment of actually what's going on in the field.
Prusanki said when out in the fields, they're looking to come up with three pieces.
One being the fruit count per acre. So on corn, it's the number of ears per acre. Soybeans, number of pods per acre. The second thing is the weight per fruit. So it's the pounds per ear or the grams per soybeans, and then a expected harvest loss.
He said that we'll get some good assessments from the field as well for the report, which again comes out at 12 noon Eastern time on Monday, August 12. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.